Glad you're back with us. Glad we're back at it together. We thought we would share our second author with you today. A nice letter came from John Malloy a couple of weeks ago about his new book called Malloy's Popularity Game. We immediately took a look at it because he's also the author of Dress for Success and some other important books. John is with us this morning to talk a little bit about Malloy's Popularity Game. John, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Delighted to be with you. Your audience is the one I like best.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that you may not understand, I do not appreciate fully, is how powerful a show you have. Because we did a study of presidents and vice presidents of corporations. And one of the things they do is they get up around 6 or just before 6 in the morning, and they start their day then. I'm sure some of them tune into you. I'm sure some of them are listening now. And they have a tremendous influence on our community because they then contact the people under them who contact the people under them, so the day gets off with a running start.
And we take full note of that, too. I know there are, I know personally of CEOs that are already at their desk, have been at their desks for about 45 minutes already, or if not longer. So we're mindful of that. We want folks to be just as successful as those CEOs, though, which is why you're here this morning and with us. Tell us about the popularity game.
Okay. Let me start by two things. It's based on two studies. About 15, 20 years ago, there was a study that said corporations promoted the most popular person rather than the best one. Now, corporations obviously didn't want that. And they, when I first brought it to their attention, oh, not us. But when they looked at it, they found out it was true. And they started hiring me to train their executives to get along better with their other executives, to be more friendly, more outgoing, or what have you. And they did that because I had been running a course called Popularity and Sales for almost 35 years. Once I got into that, two things happened. Number one, there was a... we went and we talked to... about, well, 4 or 5 years later, corporations came to me and said, would you train our executives to be more friendly? And I said, I'd try, but I didn't know if I could do it. But I did that for about 5 years. And then I visited my brother, and I ran across a picture of me when I was 3 and a half. It's on the front cover of my book. And in that picture, I looked at it, and my wife looked at it and said, oh, my God, you haven't changed at all. You're the same. And when I brought the picture home and showed it to my neighbor, he said, don't rob banks, John. We'll know it's you.
Right. Yeah.
It's you. It's just we know it's you. When I showed it to my son, he said, oh, even with the big ears, and I have them, I know it was you. And I said, no kidding. And because I'm a researcher, I send out things regularly to a group of people about, 120,000, but I think about 60,000 are left. I just put them out there for anyone who's interested. And I said, here's a picture of me when I was 3 and a half. Everybody says it's still me. Do you have a similar picture? What's your reaction to it? I expected a couple hundred replies. I got 18,000. In my entire research career, I never had a reaction like that. And those, not only did I get numbers of replies, what they said was interesting. They not only said, first, it's not, I think that what they said is, first, not only do we have a picture like that, but many of them said, oh, that happens when you're about 2, you become a real person. And I started talking to some of my neighbors, and they said, that's true. Your kid all of a sudden becomes a real person at a certain point. They look like babies. They look the same. Then they become somebody real. But they said something else. We knew who he copied. He copied Charlie, copied his cousin, he copied his brother, he copied... And then they went a step further. They said, we know who she copied. Mary, Jane, what have you. And then the final stage was, she copied Mary, who was the president of her class, and now she's the most popular girl in her class. Or she copied Susan, who's the president of class, and she's doing terrifically. But they also said, he copied Charlie, who everyone hates, and now he's hated. So apparently who you copied made a difference.
So is that, can that be translated? I mean, so I always think back, John, to what teachers always used to tell us this. Mr. Grisanich, it's not a popularity contest. Remember, I think maybe you may have been told that once. I know other people are. How do we get past this notion of it's not a popularity contest, but it's important?
Oh, by the way, it is a popularity contest to a degree. Unless you're well-liked, you're not going to make it into the executive ranks. The guys at the top want to bring people up around them they're going to get along with. And although I'm not suggesting that if you're a boob and you're popular, you're going to go up to the top. You're not. It's if there's a contest between two fellas or two women or a man and a woman, and one is very popular and the other is not, the chance of the very popular person to be promoted is something like 80%.
Yeah.
Popular people do get promoted. It happens so often that companies hired me to train their executives to get along better with their other executives.
So
I was doing that for years.
Yeah. Aside from copying somebody who's doing it the right way, what are some other ways to become popular, to fix this problem?
Frankly, there's a whole series of other things you could do. For example, if you meet someone for the first time, women often smile broadly. You're dead. If you smile broadly when you meet someone for the first time, you've killed yourself, because you can't keep a smile on your face for a long period of time, and it turns people off the minute you turn the smile off. It's if you meet people with a pleasant look on your face, you are far better, more likely to be thought of as a nice person. The second thing you have to understand is you have to have enthusiasm when you meet someone. But it has to be managed enthusiasm. You can't, women often gush all over the place and they turn people off. You have to have managed enthusiasm. You have to have an easy, pleasant persona. You have to be likable and charming, and we found that this is a teachable skill. I have a picture on the front of the book with me as a 3.5-year-old, and I looked at it. I brought it home, sent it out to people, and they brought back all these things we can teach people. And I said, oh, I can teach it now. I know exactly what to do. I was so excited. I said, I finally can teach popularity. I can do it. You know, all those books in the past, How to Win Friends and Influence People, they didn't work. If you weren't popular when you saw them, you weren't popular when you ended them. I said, how can you? I can do it. I know what the credentials are.
Yeah.
But the minute I tried, I failed.
Yeah, let's talk, John, about how difficult this might be to teach folks in this digital age.
Actually, it's easy. What happened is I found I couldn't do it. The minute I taught them, they reverted back, or they call reverted back to type. They did what they had always been doing. No matter how hard I tried, and believe me, I tried. I was hired by companies to make their workforces amiable, cooperative, and more effective. And I found I couldn't do it until one company came up with the walk-around sheet. Now, if you wonder what the walk-around sheet is, I'm going to tell something to your audience that no author ever tells their audience. First, don't buy my book. You may not need it. About one-third of executives do not need it. They're popular already, or they wouldn't be executives. The second thing I have to tell you is I suggest you go to Malloy's popularity book. Forget about the things. If you go to the Malloy's popularity game, look underneath it for the Malloy's popularity book, and that will take you to my site. And there you can get the walk-around. It's free. Doesn't cost you a nickel. If you get the walk-around sheet and you use it, you will know whether people like you or not. And people say, hey, wait, everybody likes me. Are you sure? When we did the research, we found out most people thought they were liked weren't, and many people thought they were unpopular were popular. They had no idea how people reacted to them. They work in an office where everybody is catered to them because they have a certain job. But the minute they leave that environment, they don't have friends. The other thing we found is that corporate executives in the only those who had got along with others very well were promoted. They didn't promote others. That's what this book is geared to do. This book is geared to teach executives how to be popular. That's the primary goal of the book. Now, by the way, I'll send 10 copies of the book to teenagers who want to be popular, people who have problems in their lives. They will love it. and I'll do that later when I go on a book tour. But for your audience, I guarantee if you're an executive and you want to get a promotion, it is absolutely critical that you're able to charm the people you meet, because only those who are charming get promoted. The others get turned over. And if years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, someone else got the promotion you deserved, it's probably because they were more likable than you. And likability is a teachable skill. This little text will teach anybody to be likable in about 3 months.
John, it is a good read, and I know there's a couple of times in here, well, actually many times in here, where you say, wait, reread the last paragraph again. So there's a lot of reading and rereading to be done here to make sure you get the idea. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much. The book, by the way, the book is geared for executives who want to move ahead. That is what the people it is geared for. It is no question about it. It will make them more likely to be promoted, period. If you're an executive and you're not using the book, you're making a mistake.
good advice. John, thank you very much. Again, it's called John Malloy's Popularity Game. You can find it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. And he's a little cutie there on the cover of the book.